Shir Yud Aleph and Bava Kama Dal Tishrei Tavshim Mem Gimel, September 21st, 1982, on Tuesday continued.
Because a human being does not submit to discipline as easily and as readily as an animal. So melee, that means that the way things is explained. So it's relatively easy to watch the shea. That's why the owner is higher. So it's relatively more difficult to watch the Shea, to deter the Shea from going. So maybe the Torah is not mechayev an owner of Pitashlumi when the Shmire involves a substantial hardship. Maybe the Torah is only mechayev, the Torah holds the owner responsible if the Shmire does not involve the hardships. When it's easy to watch, but when it's relatively difficult to watch, the Torah does not hold the owner responsible. In the same way as we say that by every drum also is manishkot. Because over there, it's extremely hard to restrain another drum. Mashainke Shea, even to explain as a case of Kavanos Lahazi, is not as difficult as it is to restrain another drum. So every Gromo, which is more difficult to explain, so is the Gamma Potter. And but Keren, so the Torah was Mechayavi, but we couldn't deduce it from Shem, because on a relative scale, so it's much harder to restrain Shem from being mazik with the Keren than it is to restrain Shem from being mazik with the Shem. It's the So Rashi wants to explain how do we know that Eved Viomo, so the owner is potter of Tashlumi? So he says that we are doing some women feel like ועבד בו איש הבדי אוסם רוב, החיב הוא בן חייב, ואיש החוב הוא באחרים פטורים. או עם פטורים. So thesis doesn't like that. ולא הייתי פירש רש, שפירש משום גם באחרים ואיש הבדי אוסם רוב, אם כן הרו מי כתב את איש או... פורש רם לטעם, לא כתב את רוב, משום דיקוי המסניס נסיך מצחת שדאי. And there the Mishnah uses the Russian Eved Romo. Because the Stukim said, "Kubomim onu Stukim aleichem pusim she'at meirim al sheirim chamire chayev v'ala eved v'omo pot." So they are the Mishnah uses the lashon eved v'omo. Because we've talked about the moment she's been masif and why the time she's been shemit the rabbi, some of the rishos. Now, so why doesn't Rashi mention the Mishnah Yevali? So there is a very simple teretz, because the Gemara refutes that teretz. The Gemara says, "Is the south that have been added wrong, or the wrong allow all that goes to the Hazik and walk up here?" So, in other words, so Rav Yude made an equation between the Ptur of Eved Yomo and the possible Ptur of Kerem. If the Torah hadn't spelled out the Kerem equation, he made an equation. But, so the Gemara rebuts Rav Yude. The Gemara says, Eved Roma, Omar Rabashe, Otto Eved Roma, Lachta, and Rabbi Yisdil, Shem Yachintan, Rabbi Yisdil, Yad Vish Yisrochadir, and says, Mechayel Esalam, and Yimon, and Yachonyei. So in other words, how can you make and draw an analogy between Eved and Omo and Keren? So the question arises, why did Gemore at first make this analogy? So apparently, the Gemore, the Havami is the Gemara that first starts When he said Yitzchak Salvei Chamine, he didn't know of the Mishnah Yadayim. If he didn't know the Mishnah Yadayim, how did he know that Eved Yomo, the owner, is Potter, maybe Nachname, the owner, is Chayek? Machmas Mameine? But he didn't know of the Mishnah Yadayim. But he knew that of the Mishnah Nachevo. Nachevo. So, but the question is, how did he know? How can we deduce from the Mishnah Nachevo that the owner is Potter? There the Mishnah says, Ho Eved Voyish of Yosongo, Hachil Ben Chayev, So there the Mishnah is really saying that you cannot collect from the Eved and the Omo, but maybe from the Master you can. No, the answer is the Mishnah says, two that the Mishnah says you cannot collect. And then the Mishnah concludes, Nizgar Sho Isho, Mishnach Ho Eved, so Mishalmi. So of course the Mishnah says in so many words that you cannot collect from the Eved, from the Omo. But together with this, the Mishnah also says that you cannot collect from the Oven, because if you could collect from the Oven, it wouldn't be pure so long, because as far as the Mishnah is concerned, what difference does it make to him whether he collects from the Eved or he collects from the Master? As long as he is reimbursed, what does he care? Why is it pure so long? So the fact that the Mishnah needed the lotion, pure so long, in other words, so that means that he cannot collect, period. From no one can he collect. In other words, he cannot collect from the Eved. Why can't he collect from the Eved? Because he has no money. He gets no money. And he cannot collect from the Master, because the Master is Potter. Because if he could collect from the Master, the Master had been held responsible, so then the Mishnah couldn't say, Gyosaro, what kind of Gyosaro is it? He'll always be able to reimburse himself by collecting from the Master. From the Master. Tesis says the Kashi, Monefshech, if the Makshim, is the original Talz. So if the Talz didn't know of the Mishnah Yadayim, but he knew the Mishnah Nachevo, but so why didn't he quote the expression used in the Mishnah Nachevo? Why didn't he quote the expression used in the Mishnah Nachevo? So you should say Eved Yomo. So you should say Eved Yisho, not Eved Yomo. The expression Eved Yomo is used in the Mishnah Yadayim. That's the kasha. But that doesn't represent any real kasha, because why should the Gemara say Mida Dehada Eved Yisho? As if the Gemara wanted to say for a moment that if a married woman is mazik, so the husband is not here to pay. Because a husband has no king moment in the Yisho, it's only a king in Isa. So the only Havamine, the only Saltibaitach could be in respect to an Eved and an Omo. So, and how do we know that an Eved and an Omo, so the owner, the Master, is Potter from the Mishnah in Achivu? We can deduce that, because if they would be held responsible, so then they wouldn't be Pior Samo. But the Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't want to quote the whole Lashon Eved V'Yisho, because if the Gemara had quoted Mida Dehava Eved V'Yisho, so that would imply that the Talmud is saying that if a married woman is mazik, so the husband should be hired. But why is it for there? Because it's difficult to watch the wife. I mean, that's not so. I mean, there's no shaykhes. There couldn't even be a salkedaitoch that the husband should even have to pay for the damage caused by his wife. Because the wife is not his mommy. He has a king and Isa on her. He doesn't have any king and mommy. So that's the plain parrots and faces. And faces cash. And faces cash. Alright. So then, Omar Abashe, Otto Eved Yomo, last time Rabbi is new, Shemo Yachnoteno Rabbe, V'yelech V'yadu V'lishis of Havere, V'nimtso Zem Mechayev Es Rabbe, Me'yomono B'chogei. So what is, I mean, without looking into the shape, how can we understand the Gemara? I mean, of course, the thesis is very complicated, and the Masho, and the Ram, and the Yeshua, but without thesis. So the Gemara should be explained, I think, very simply. Very simply. So in other words, Rabbi Yudeh assumed that the reason as to why Eved Yomo, the owner, is Potter, actually the Zuki raised a very good point. Why should the owner of an Eved Yomo not be Mechuyev? Why not? There's a Chiyuv HaMemeinei. So an owner is mechuyev to watch his mammon so that no damage would ensue from his mammon. He has a kinyan mammon in the eved and omo, so he should be mechuyev. But the Mishnah Yadayim says, Mishnah Yadayim, no, the Mishnah in Achilov says that he is potter. So why is he potter? So we have to say he is potter because it's relatively difficult to watch an eved and omo. So Mimele, from the same point of view, on the basis of the same thought, that if it's difficult to watch, so then the Torah does not impose any responsibility upon the owner, because the watching involves a hardship. So we could say, even though the Torah spelled out that Chen is chayev, but maybe Kerem is for. He couldn't learn out a mamatzinu from Shem, because Shem is relatively easy to watch, and Kerem is relatively hard. We see that when it's very hard to watch, so then he's been seen as potter. So Memele, when it's relatively hard, so maybe he's also potter. So the Torah had to mention that even though it's relatively difficult to watch, he's still mechuyev. So this is what Rav Yehuda said. And in other words, so the premise, the halacha.
In other words, he will. So the problem is how will the employee is how. So the melee, but even though it's going is how the human is how, but it's still bottom. That's why the habanim of the Lord was. I mean the habanim of the original house. Even though a human being can be an expert and he can think as if he's doing it accidentally and unintentionally and inadvertently, but the truth is that he does it deliberately. But it's possible to watch it. I mean, in other words, the Odin, if he will be very of exercise, great caution, so he can outsmart the Eved and watch it, so that the Eved will not do a Zekis, shall we become one. That's what the Halam of Gemara was. So in other words, the Gemara's Raya was, the Gemara's Raya from Eved Romo was not from Hezek B'Tavon. Hezek B'Tavon is certainly not analogous to Kerem, because Kerem, it's possible to watch. It's only relatively difficult. Hezek B'Tavon, it's impossible. On the contrary, the watching itself might become a factor in escalating the Hezek B'Tavon. But the Raya by the Hadamim of the Gemara was from Eved Shaloi B'Tavon. Eved Shaloi B'Tavon, so it's possible, but it's difficult. Since the Eved has das, and sometimes he can conceal and cover up his motives, so mainly it's relatively difficult. So we see from the Mishnah Yadayim that the fact that exercising Shmira involves a hardship, a big burden, that's a reason as to why you should be bothered, because the Torah doesn't want to impose such a heavy burden upon an owner of Mammon that he should exert such a big effort. And the halakha of the Gemara was that in regard to a Zekis Shalom Tavoneh, so it's not impossible to watch, but it's difficult. And we see Spota. Why is Spota? Because it's difficult. Some may like to say, even though the Torah says Shem is higher, because Shem is relatively easy, but Kerem is Spota, because it's relatively difficult. The Rabashi Pirayim, the Ashimidim Tavonos of the Hazi, to the time of Rabbi, not that the halakha of the Gemara is that it's only impossible to determine it from Hezek B'Tavon. But from Hezek Shaloi B'Tavon, it's only difficult, not impossible. No, it is impossible to deter a human being who has intelligence and who can manipulate and can be an expert and who can feign to do something accidentally and inadvertently, when in truth it's Rabbi Shmaya is guiding it, that he's doing it intentionally and deliberately, so maybe it's impossible to watch. With a human being, you cannot control. A human being, so the Hava Mina of the Gemara was a human being cannot be controlled in his actions that are visibly deliberate. But as far as the actions that are visibly not deliberate, it can be controlled, it's only difficult. And the terrorism of the law was not. Time of Rabbi, you cannot delineate and demarcate one kind of action in a human being from another kind of action. In an animal you can demarcate and delineate because he has no intelligence there. But a human being has intelligence, it's impossible to delineate. So it's impossible to watch. Unless you lock up their legs and you keep him locked up in the room, will not let him go outside. Well, then the Torah certainly does not expect the order to do. So the melee is impossible to exercise shmira over a man and a woman. So the melee, so there is no analogy between eved where it's totally impossible to restrain their head, and keren where it is possible but it involves a heart. It's different. That's the pshat in this. Alright. Kishehizik halamaz. So Kishe says, Rei haine kishehizik ham. Elamidro kishehizik marbo. Because Dada Mishnah also says, Kishehizik halamaz. That's this. Kom shachatu bishmohos. יחשבתי למיסס ניסקי, חבתי בתשרון לניסקי כאחש הכל ניסקי, נחוסים שאין למילה, נחוסים שאין לבריס, נחוסים המחודים לכל מוקר, חוץ משושה מלחדס למזיק, ושושה ניסק ומזיק, כשאיזיק, חב המזיק, וישלם תשרון לנזק דמי תבור. בשבילי תבור. So, here again, כשאיזיק חב המזיק, is mentioned. So, Keren is Mishrabi is included in the expression Kishinik Halamazik in the second Mishnah, but it's not included in the expression Kishinik Halamazik from the first Mishnah. That's what Keshe says. Why? It's the same expression. The same expression. Why couldn't it, just as it is included in the expression Kishinik Halamazik of the second Mishnah, why couldn't it be included in the Kishinik Halamazik of the first Mishnah? So, there's probably a reason. So, it seems, because you see, in the second Mishnah, the Mishnah doesn't say, doubt on the hazard, Ushmirosanara. It doesn't say. It doesn't say. Mashaikin here, the Mishnah says, doubt on the hazard, Ushmirosanara. Ushmirosanara. So, in the middle, and then the Mishnah concludes the Shehizik Halamazik. So obviously the Shehizik Halamazik has reference only to those Mazikim that it's Dato Lahazik Eshkosara. Mashaikhe Tam, Keren Tam. So could not be included here because Keren Tam is not Dato Lahazik. Is not Dato Lahazik. Oh, but that would be all right. I'll read it to Rabbuna for the Rabbi Shua. There's a Machlekes. Between Rabbuna Berit Rabbi Yeshua and Rav Kotek, whether Stam Shvorim is Cheskashim Lokaimi or Stam Shvorim Wad Cheskashim Lokaimi. So Rav Kotek, Rabbuna Berit Rabbi Yeshua, Stam Shvorim Cheskashim Lokaimi. So the average axe is presumed innocent, not ferocious, not wild, is considered disciplined. So Mele, we couldn't say that the Shehid Kalamazik implies even care, because the Shehid Kalamazik is the hemshah, the continuation of Dato Lahazik Ishmoros and Alecho. But according to Rav Nebri and Rav Yeshua, so Stam Shvorim is the Cheskashim Kaim, it's not Dato Lahazik. The ordinary acts at the very outset is innocent, disciplined, restrained, so it's not Dato Lahazik. But how about, but it is obvious that when Tisha says, Rei Haimu Kishihidi Tamer, El Nido Kishihidi Kmavro, the Tisha says, doesn't say it only on the Rabbunah Beret Rav Yishua. Two weeks passed on Rabbunah Beret Rav Yishua. He said it on the Kulam. So he said it on the Rav Poke too. On the Rav Poke. So he says, Stam Shvorim Vav Tas Kashim Otam. Uvidinu Dilech Shalom Kulei. And that's what. But Rahmanu Yechotalo. So it is Dato Hazik. It's only Rav Poke. It is double added because the average ox is pursued wild, ferocious, undisciplined and unrestrained. So the male, why couldn't it point rapote? It could be included in the Jeshivit Kalamazic of the first mission. Why does they say that it's not included in the Jeshivit Kalamazic in the second mission? It's not included in the Jeshivit Kalamazic of the first mission, but it's only included in the expression Jeshivit Kalamazic of the second mission. What is the difference between the first mission and the second mission? The first Mishnah uses as the general characteristic, I mean common denominator. Hatzal Hashemah Shemeh, the common denominator is Shedat Ha'azik Yishnu Rosalmah, Uchshihidi Chalamah. The second Mishnah doesn't mention this common denominator of Da'at Ha'azik and doesn't even mention Yishnu Rosalmah. The Mishnah that says doesn't mention Yishnu Rosalmah. So he says, but it's a different expression. Hirshavati is niske, but the Shmurosan Alecho is not used. And Dabra Hazik is certainly not used. And Kishihizik, Halamazik, so then the Mishnah can pull, the second Mishnah is a Halamazik. So apparently, Tetzes Shitei, from this Tetzes, we see that even according to Rapoche, who says Stam Shvoi is Lav Dechaskashimu Karne, but Keren could not be included in the Shihiti Chalamazit, Kishizi Chalamazit. Why? So apparently, and it's Mucha from the Gemara further, that even though Shmira is the basis of Tashmir, Shmira is the basis of Tashmir, one could not, an owner could not be Mechuyev, be Tashmir, if he's not Mechuyev Mishira. If he's not Mechuyev, Voraya, suppose an owner watches his money in the maximum way, and still the money is not, so then he's bought that. Then he's bought that. But there is a difference between the Shmira in respect to, or to Shem, Hegel, or Kevin Wood, of Bayer and Age, and Odom, and the Shmira, and the Chiyuv Shmira in Yavi Kerenta. Now, there is turn to the Gemara, the Mishnah that Menheyom says. The Mishnah that Menheyom says. Koshchei Bolov Mesiro. The Noah, the Fon of Korol, the Yotz of Yehizit, Echotam Ve'achodmu Echad. So suppose the buyer tied the axe by chain, by rope, and they close the door properly. And then the axe managed to come out and was massive. Echotam Ve'achodmu Echad. Whether it's a Shir Tam or it's a Shir Mu'er, it's Chayim. Dibre Rameh, that from Heil Omed Beit, the Mishnah. Rabbi Yudah Imi Atam Chayev Umu'er Potter, Shenema Avu Yishmerem Ubolo, Rishom Ozef. Rabbi Lezer Imi Arim Yishmir Alasachim, let's see the Rashi. Vino Al Bifon of Korol, Hayim Yishmir At Chusa. Deres, Sheyichim Ola Ami, Beruach Mitzuyo, Likamon, Bakis. So what does it mean, Vino Al Bifon of Korol? How much shira did he exercise? He watched it, the shira pusa. So there are two kinds of shira in Bobakar. There is what the Gemara calls shira pusa. That means enough he watched it so that the door couldn't open by means of the force of an ordinary wind. But if, let's say, sometimes there is a hurricane, tempest. So if a hurricane will start blowing there, so then the door could open even though we closed it. But it could not withstand the force exerted by a Ruach Shemitzuyo, by a hurricane. But the force exerted by a Ruach Shemitzuyo, an ordinary wind, It could withstand. So, Shmira Pchusa means that he watched it so that it could withstand a Ruach Mitzuyah. And she, but it's only a Shmira Pchusa, not a Shmira Mule. What is a Shmira Mule? Shmira Mule means he closed it so well, he watched it, that even a hurricane wouldn't be able to open up. That's a Shmira Mule. Of course, sometimes it's a, such an unusual hurricane, I mean, that even the maximum Shmira will not be able to stop it. We don't talk about that. That is more than a Ruach Mitzuyah. Ruach Mitzuyah means something unusual, but it happens. You know, sometimes we experience there is a big hurricane. But it happens once in several years. Sometimes, let's say, there is a hurricane that happens maybe once in 100 years. So that's even more than Ruach Mitzuyah. So we're not talking about that. But Shmira Mula means that he watched it so well that even an unusual wind that does happen sometimes, once a year or so, so wouldn't be able to open up the door. So now the front of the wall means he watched it here at Pusik. So against a Ruach Mitzuyah. So Rameya says, suppose the Baal, the Baal Hashem, exercise the Shmira Pchus, but not the Shmira Mula. So then he is held responsible for the hezek done by the Shia Tam and for the hezek done by the Shia Mula. Divrei Rameya. Rabbi Yudei Meila. Tam Chayev Humoyev Potter. So, Shenema Vuhu Yishmeranu Paro. Vishom Rosh. So according, I mean, it sounds paradoxical, it is paradoxical, but it's not a cost. So according, and we pass the light of you. Rabbi Yudei says, it all depends. If the Shia Rabbi Shia Tam and the owner watch the Shia Tam, only Shia Pruse against the Ruach Mitzuyah, but not the Shia Mule, then he's held responsible. But if the Shia Rabbi Shia Mule, so, and the as long as the owner watched the Shmira Pchuse, even though he didn't watch the Shmira Mule, so he's fine. Doesn't sound logical, it didn't watch it. But it doesn't have to conform to our logic. It's a Xerza Kosu. So he learns it out from the passage. Because when did the Torah mention the Shmira Mule? The Torah mentions the Shmira Mule in regard to Shem and the Regal, to Shmira Mule. In regard to Shmira Tam, the Torah doesn't even mention. So Mele, so Rabbi Yudei says, insofar as the Shmira Mule is concerned, since the Torah mentions that the reason is why the owner of Shmira Mule is high, is because the Lord is forever. That means he is negligent. But if he watched Shmira Pchuse, then he's not negligent. He could have watched more, all right. But that doesn't mean that he's negligent just because he could have watched more. Negligent, when can a person be considered negligent if he failed to exercise his Shmira Pchus, even against a Ruach Mitzuyah? But if he exercised enough care so that the door wouldn't open up by an ordinary wind, only by a hurricane, then he's not negligent. So if he's not negligent, so Shmira Mule is potter, because the Torah says he's only higher than he's negligent. But he only watched. So, Chavlezer in the air, ולא ישברנו לו פנרשו. במועד, סיבי את הכוסף, נשמיר המועד, תנפור זו מועד, אם נשמיר על מועד על הסקי. Chavlezer in the air, נשמיר על הסקי. ואפילו שומרי, שמיר המועד, והיפיל הקיצר, ויוצא חיים. נשאו יש מחלק את הדבר. ורדמיה בשמיר הפחוס החיו, ובניהול פותע, ורדיודה בפחוס נם פותע, if you watch the Shmira Pchuse, in the case of Meir, but not in the case of Tav. Ur-Rabbezer ha-Bi-Niur en-Amecha. All right, there is a machlokes for Shemim respect to Rabbezer, what is Rabbezer? We don't pass for Rabbezer, we don't have to discuss Rabbezer. So, and the Shemim pass for like Rabbi Yud, that if the owner watch the Shemir Shmira Pchuse, but not the Shemir Mule, so in case of Shemir Tam is higher, in case of Shemir, in case of Shemure is part. Now, then the Gemara here, the Babylon, I don't want to go over the whole Gemara and take too much time. So the Gemara mentions in Machlokes between Rabba de Barabe and Rav. And there is a Machlokes to show him how do we pass. Rabba de, now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So, paradoxically, the owner of the Shiatam is held responsible. Even if he watched the Shira Fuse, the owner of the Shira Mue is only held responsible if he didn't watch it in the Shira Fuse. That's the law. So Rabbi Barabbas says, suppose the Shira is an addicted Shira, the Shira Mue, and the owner watched the Shira Fuse. He tied it so well, the Shira, to a chain by chain, by rope, that an ordinary wind wouldn't loosen the knot, but a hurricane, a rush, you know, might loosen the knot. And a hurricane came, and it did loosen the knot, and the shea went out from the stable, and the shea was mine. So shea mure, if as long as he watched the shea of himself, so he's potter. So Rabbi Barabbas says he's potter only of tashlumi nezek shor is potter. Because that is the sakoso of Loish Merev, that only when he's negligent, when he's really negligent, when he doesn't even watch a Shmira Prus, but if he watches a Shmira Prus also, he's not really negligent. So, but to the extent that the owner of a Shirtam is Mechuyet, why should he be Gorla? I mean, it makes very good sense. So, Rabba, so this is what Rabba the Barabbas said. And Rav is chiddush. Rav says, of course, Mr. Aswore, it should be like that. Mr. Aswore, it should, the whole deed shouldn't be like that. I mean, Mr. Aswore. But this is the Gzeres HaKosov. We don't care. That's the Gzeres HaKosov. We can't ask any kashas. So, Memele, the Gzeres HaKosov, the same Gzeres HaKosov that implies that Mishir Abue, the Chir Tam, so the owner is Mechuyev and Mishmur Emule, whereas in the Shira Mue, he's only Mechuyev, in the Shira Puse, also implies that in case of a Shira Mue, if the owner exercises Shira Puse, so maybe he's got a regard in Shetan. This is what Rav says. And Rabbah de Barabbas says, no. Rabbah de Barabbas says, we put out a view that was a Doye Shetan. Avot Satamus, beginning. The Rambam passes like Rav, the Rosh passes like Rabbah de Barabbas. Oh, that's not it. I'm mentioning that because that's important. Now, this is in regard to Shkeret, Tam and Mue. So Rabbi Yehuda says, and we pass by Rabbi Yehuda, that Tam is higher even if Shmira Pchuso was watching, when Mue is higher only if the owner failed to watch him a Shmira Pchuso. How about Shmira Pchuso? What degree of Shmira is one required to exercise in regard to Shmira? In regard to Baal, in regard to age, let's say, he had a Baal, and the Baal, and he covered, but sometimes it all depends how you are on the chasen. So suppose he covered it in such a way that an ordinary wind, it doesn't mean that wind, it means an ordinary external force, whether it's wind or something else, or the constant stepping by the public, you see, it is also a material. Let's say in rush hour, when thousands of people keep on stepping, so in the melee, if you cover the sewer in such a way that as a result of the pressure exerted by thousands of people stepping over it, so it will be uncovered. So that's a ruach mitzuyo. So that means that he didn't watch it even a shvira pusa. So suppose he covered the veil with the cover, with the lid, but he placed it in such a way that the Ruach Mitzuyo, an expected force, could uncover it. Could not uncover it, but a Ruach Mitzuyo would uncover it, is a higher or potter. So there is another mechanism on there. Hakim is the first mission that we have on this. Hakim is same idea. You know how the Tonel Karol, the Yotz of the Inziko Pot, Tonel Abol, the Gimor, Izeu Karol, Izeu Shal Karol, Dele She Yechil Lamed Dele Ach Mitzuyo Zeu Karol, She Yechil Lamed Dele Mitzuyo Zeu Shal Karol. Omar Rahmanis, so we see that in regard to Shem Rebel, here the Mishnah doesn't discuss care. In regard to Shem Rebel, so the degree of care that is required to exercise is shmirpus, not shmirpus. So, the Gemara says, Omar Rahmanis, Bakatish, Man Tanen Mued, Isagre, the shmirpus, and Yuri, it man kosher bold, and Isiro, and all the fun of all, the other music, and a tamper, and Mued, Chai. Tiber and Mea, the beginning of Tam Chai, and Mued, Potter, Shemma, and Mishnah, and Bolo, and Shomer. Vishomu was it. A blessed Rebbe was Shmira was Sakhi. A few came there and Meir. What does Rebbe Meir say? That he is Shiramwe, is Mechuye, the Bible is Mechuye, in exercising Shmira Mule. Shami Shem Rebbe, that came from Yadu Bishmorosom. The Omer Rebbe Meir said, the Amor Rebbe Masmi, Tone, a boy dwelling, a king from Yadu Bishmorosom. They were, that means that the Torah is only Mechai Mishmira Pusse, in the form as it is. Beir E Shem Rebbe. They are the sick leaf that is bare with the is bare with the Hassan so forth, even though it might still be uncovered and loosened by means of a Russian Tsuyo, so it's still put there. Age the sick shall be shall the mother as a hero, Adobe came Mavia, Shane the sick will be up with the Ache, Adobe came with beer, Rebel the sick Shira, Adobe came with Shira. Alright, so in other words, the Gemara is saying that insofar as Shem the Rebel, they are the nation concerned, all Tamil agree. That the degree of care is in the way of the exercise is shmirpus. In regard to shemur, it's a rabbiya holds shmirpus. In regard to shetam, everybody agrees that shmirpus. And in regard to muet, so Rabbi Yehuda says only shmirpus, and we pass for like Rabbi. We pass for like Rabbi. And it sounds very strange, it sounds paradoxical. If the Torah had mentioned l'chola pochas, l'mishmirem, in connection with Shirtam, and in connection with Shemuel, and in connection with Shemuel, then, so it wouldn't be so difficult. But the fact is that the Torah mentions with Shemuel in respect to Almighty. Shemuel, Shemuel, they are an age, so the Torah doesn't use the expression with Shemuel, but another expression with Hasenu, which means the same thing, Hoki so far. But in respect to Shirtam, the Torah doesn't mention with Shemuel altogether. Doesn't mention the Yishmeren altogether. So, one should say, he mentioned the Yishmeren altogether. So how can he Mechuyev? So we see that he's Mechuyev and he's more responsible. Then in case of Shemuel and Shemuel, they're, all right, it's not the Kashi, that's the Zerasakos. But we have to understand the Zerasakos. What is the Zerasakos? Since the Torah doesn't mention in connection with the Chiyuv of head damages, the Yishmeren, so that means that the Loi Yishmereno is not, the negligence is not the basis of the Chiyuv of Chotzenet. The negligence is the basis for the Chiyuv of Nezek Shalom. But Loi Yishmereno, the negligence, the regular negligence is not the basis of the Chiyuv of Chotzenet. Now let's see the Gemara. Now, we discuss in connection with the cases of Loizer Zeshi, the Wachayim Kaarej. So Tisha says there is a machlokes, there is a machilte, and our Gemara, as to whether a few mizok is ancient Nadin or not ancient Nadin. The Rashbo we saw has two Rishenes, and in one motion the Rashbo says there is a difference between Beir and Adam Mizokim. Beir, so ancient Nadin, Adam Mizokim, so ancient Nadin. So we explain that, I mean, that's the plain pshat in the Rishenim. That in order to apply the aloha of ancient Nadim, it's only Shayach, in the Maizadir of Loishmeran. That goes without saying that Loishmeran implies not only monetary liability, but it implies a view and the Miser of negligence, of the individual. But the question is, are the two, the Maizadir of Loishmeran, the Adir of Loishmeran, and the view that results from the negligence. So there is a connection between the two, or one is independent of the other. There is a Maizavir of Yishmerenu, but the field of liability does not emanate from the Maizavir, even when there is no Maizavir. So there is still a field. So we saw that Agoy Soshva says that even a cotton who was mazik while he was an infant, so when he becomes a bogle, he's not willing to pay. So we see it's not because of Maizavir. So we say there's a machlekes between the Hashbo and Tesis, whether the Maisa Avera is the basis or not. Now, ancient Nadi, in ancient Nadi is only Shaykh, if it's an age. But if it's not based upon Maisa Avera, how is a child to say in ancient Nadi? It's nothing with their sense. Nothing with their sense. Now, it goes without saying that Knas is an age. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos says so explicitly. He says, what is the difference in its essence between a few of Momin and a few of Knas? No, he doesn't say what is the difference. He says there are all kinds of ownership. There is an English of Nisa, there is an English of Malkes, there is an English of Momin, like Hotzinezek, Karen, or Kinful, or Dalumhei. So the Rambam says that Knas is an English. And the term Knas, what does Knas mean? If you translate that literally into English, penalty. Penalty is an English. That's what Knas means. A fine. So the whole discussion as to whether the view of Tashlum by Momen, Oduma Mazik and Niski Momen, whether it's based upon the Maisabe or not, is the whole discussion can take place in connection with the Dalubadis Nisik, which are not really Knas, but something that is definitely Knas is certainly based upon the Maisabe. It's certainly based upon the Maisabe. Now, since the Mishnah says, Mishnah Shonoda, that Sheir Tam, there is a higher degree of Shmira and Mechwaya than in regard to Sheir Mued, that the owner is Mechwiyev to pay Chotzin Ezek, even if he exercised Shmira Pusi. As long as he failed to exercise Shmira Mued, and we pass to a Kabunut or Ibrahim Shua, that it's Knas. If it's Knas, Knas by definition necessarily implies that it's an Enish, it's a fine, it's a penalty. That's what the meaning, but that's the meaning of class, an Enish, a fine, a penalty. So that means that the owner has a Maisa Vere, is guilty of a Maisa Vere, even if he watched the Sheir Tam, a Shmira Pusa. But if he failed to watch the Sheir Tam, a Shmira Mule, he certainly has a Maisa Vere. He certainly has a Maisa Vere. Now, so then the question arises, we said that according to the Mechilte, so certainly, according to the Mechilte, according to the Tesis Shita, so the Mechilte Shita means that the Chiyuv of Daladovis Nisikin is based upon the Maisaveh, is based upon the Maisaveh, and we said that even Tesis, that according to Tesis, even though Tesis says that our Gemara is really coming to Hilke, and our Gemara holds that ancient Nadim, the Chiyuv of Nisokin, ancient Nadim, not because our Gemara is really coming to Hilke on that point, whereas the Hilke definitely holds that the Chiyuv Tashlumin of Nisokin, of Avor, of Nisokin, is based upon the Avira of Nishmeram. So our Gemara holds, no, it's two independent things. But the reason is why our Gemara Chilek is because, as the Rebbe points out, that in respect to an English of Momen, the whole aloha of the ancient Nadim doesn't apply. And, in other words, and even Knas Mamish, like Kepu, so it's also ancient Nadim. That's what he said. So that means that according to cases, so every Mazik of the Avor of this Nisikin, so the Chiyuv Tashlum is based upon the Maisaveh. Being according to the Mechilte, being according to our Gemara. Now, since we see that the Sheir Tam, where the Chiyuv is Knas necessarily means an image. So that means that whenever the owner of the Sheir Tam is Mechuyev to pay Chotzin Ezek, he is guilty of an Avera. He is a sinner. Because if he wouldn't commit this, if he wouldn't be guilty of any Maisa Avera, so he couldn't be Mechuyev. It's Knas, even the Gemara, so you could say, no Maisa Avera is in Tzadik Omor, he didn't commit any Avera, but he has to pay anyway, Chotzin Ezek. But it's Knas, so he couldn't say, he's not guilty of Maisa Avera. So obviously, he's guilty of a Maisa Avera. If Maisa Avera, what kind of Maisa Avera? What kind of Maisa Avera? Lo Yishmeran. So the question is, Moshe, if the So that means that Lishmeren implies not only that the failure to exercise Shmira Pruse constitutes negligence, but even the failure to exercise Shmira Mule also constitutes negligence. And if the Chiyuv Tashlum, in all of this we see, in Beir, in Eish, in Shem and Regel,
Shir Yud Aleph and Baba Kama Dal Tishrei Tav Shem Mem Gimel, September 21st, 1982, on Tuesday continued.
Because a human being does not submit to discipline as easily and as readily as an animal. So that means that, in other words, the way Tesis explained. So, it's relatively easy to watch the share. That's why the owner is higher. So it's relatively more difficult to watch the Shea, to deter the Shea from going. So maybe the Torah is not Mechayev an owner Pitashlumi when the Shmire involves a substantial hardship. Maybe the Torah is only Mechayev holds, the Torah holds the owner responsible if the Shmire does not involve the hardships. When it's easy to watch, but when it's relatively difficult to watch, the Torah does not hold the owner responsible.
in the same way as we say that Vayeved Romo so is Mamishpo. Because over there, it's extremely hard to restrain Vayeved Romo. Mashainkin Shei, even to restrain Hezekins of Kavanos Lahazi, is not as difficult as it is to restrain an Eved Romo. So Eved Romo, which is more difficult to restrain, so is a Gamlefot. And but Keren, so the Torah was Mechayavim, but we couldn't deduce it from Shem, because on a relative scale, so it's much harder to restrain Shei from being mazik with the Keren than it is to restrain Isheya from being mazik with the Shem. It's the Salt Rachamim Yal El Rom, every Rom Rachel, that was Razi, that was a Pure, or Haname Lo Ishne. Now let's see, it's the release of Keren, after Rachel Tur. So what does, how does Rashi, now that Rashi wants to explain, how do we know that Eved Viomo, so the owner is Potter of Tashmoni. So he says, that we have to drink, that we will drink a chay, who Eved go yish of the awesome role. A chay go ben chayev, ve yish a chot lu ba chay rin p'turin. Oh, in p'turin. So Tesis doesn't like that. The Lord Kipirish Rashi. Shepirish mishum b'nam b'achir v'el v'ishob b'osar o'o dimkin havu min kater v'ishob forish ram metam lo kater v'omo mishum b'koya maslis nisich mesach ha-sedai. And there the Mishnah uses the Russian Eved Romo, because the Stukim said k'bolim onu Stukim aleichem p'chusim she'at meirim al sheirim ha-meirim chayev v'ala Eved Romo pot. So there the Mishnah uses the Russian Eved Romo. Because we've done like a movie, she got my sister and I'm the time we should shame the rabbi, the son of Koreshas. Now, so why doesn't Rashi mention the Mishnah Yadali? So there's a very simple text, because the Gemara refutes that text. The Gemara says, it's the South that I'm going to be out of Roma and Roma Lava, I'm going to go to the Hazik, I'm. So in other words, so Rav Yudeh made an equation between the p'tur of Eved Viomo and the possible p'tur of Keren. If the Torah hadn't spelled out the Keren would be clear. He made an equation. But, so the Gemara rebuts that. Rebuts Rav Yudeh. The Gemara says, Eved Roma, Omar Rav Ashe, Otto Eved Roma, Lachai, Rabbi Yisbiru, Shem Yachim, Tena Rabbi Yil, Yal, Yishi, Sohabir, and Sizim, Chai, Lesalim, Meyimon, Bechol Yei. So in other words, how can you make and draw an analogy between Eved and Romo and Keren? And Keren? So the question arises, why did Gemara at first make this analogy? So apparently the Gemara, the Havami is the Gemara that first starts when he said it's the Salvat Hamine, he didn't know of the Mishnah Yadayim. If he didn't know of the Mishnah Yadayim, how did he know that Eved Romo, the owner is Potter, maybe Nachname, the owner is Chayev? Machmas Mameine, but he didn't know of the Mishnah Yadayim, but he knew of the Mishnah Nachevo. So, but the question is, how did he know? How can we deduce from the Mishnah Nachevo that the owner is Potter? There the Mishnah says, however, the Yish of the Osongo, Hachiru Ben Chayev, Hei Shechotu Bachir and Ptur. So there the Mishnah is really saying that you cannot collect from the Eved in the Omo. But maybe from the Mester you can. No, the answer is the Mishnah says, true that the Mishnah says you cannot collect. And then the Mishnah concludes, Nizgal Sho Isho, Mishtach Lo Eved, so Mishalmi. So of course the Mishnah says, in so many words, that you cannot collect. You cannot collect from the Eved, from the Omo. But together with this, the Mishnah also says that you cannot collect from the Omo, because if you could collect from the Omo, it wouldn't be pure some Omo, because as far as the Mishnah is concerned, what difference does it make to him whether he collects from the Eved or he collects from the Master? As long as he is reimbursed, what does he care? Why is it pure some Omo? So the fact that the Mishnah uses the lotion, pure some Omo, in other words, so that means that he cannot collect, period. From no one can he collect. In other words, he cannot collect from the Eved. Why can't he collect from the Eved? Because he has no money. He get no money, and he cannot collect from the master, because the master is potter. Because if he could collect from the master had been held responsible, so then the Mishnah couldn't say, Yosolo, what kind of Yosolo is it? He'll always be able to reimburse himself by collecting from the master. Tesha says the kasha, monefshe, if the makshe, is the original talis. So if the talisman didn't know of the Mishnah Yadai, but he knew the Mishnah Achevo, but so why didn't he quote the expression used in the Mishnah Achevo? Why didn't he quote the expression used in the Mishnah Achevo? So he should say Eved Yomo. So he should say Eved Visho, not Eved Yomo. The expression Eved Yomo is used in the Mishnah Yadai. There's a kasha, but that doesn't represent any real kasha, because why should the Gemara say Mida Dehada Eved Visho? As if the Gemara wanted to say for a moment that if a married woman is mazik, so the husband is not here to pay, because a husband has no kin, woman in the isha, it's only a kin in isha. So the only havamine, the only sarkibaitach could be in respect to a neved and a nomo. So, and how do we know that neved and nomo, so the owner, the master, is poter from the Mishnah in Achivu? We can deduce that, because if they would be held responsible, so then they wouldn't be piyosamo. But the Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't want to quote the whole Lashon Eved V'Isho, because if the Gemara had quoted Mida Hava Eved V'Isho, so that would imply that the Gemara, that the Talmud is saying that if a married woman, that if a married woman is mazik, so the husband should be hired. But why is it part there? Because it's difficult to watch the wife. I mean, that's not so. I mean, there is no shaykhes. There couldn't even be a salkedaito that the husband should be mechuyev to pay for the damage caused by his wife. Because the wife is not his mommy, he has a king and isa in her. He doesn't have any king and mommy. So that's the plain parrots and faces. And faces God. Alright. So then, Omar Abashe, Otto Eved Yomo, last time Rabbi is new, Shemo Yachneteno Rabbi, the Yedech Yadu Grishis of Avere, Vinitzo Zem Mechayev Es Rabbi, Meyomono Bechoyei. So what is, I mean, without looking into the Shem, how can we understand the Gemara? I mean, of course, the thesis is very complicated, there is a Masho, a Maram, and a Yeshua, but without thesis. So the Gemara should be explained, I think, very simply. So in other words, Rav Yudeh wanted to say, Rav Yudeh assumed that the reason is why Eved V'Omo, the owner, is potter. Actually, the Zdukin raised a very good point. Why should the owner of an Eved V'Omo not be mechuyev? Why not? There's a chiyuv on the main name. So an owner is mechuyev to watch his money so that no damage would ensue from his money. He has a king of money in the Eved V'Omo, so he should be mechuyev. But the Mishnah Yadayim says, Mishnah Yadayim or the Mishnah in Achevo says that he is potter. So why is he potter? So we have to say he is potter because it's relatively difficult to watch an Eved Yomo. So Memele, from the same point of view, on the basis of the same thought, that if it's difficult to watch, so then the Torah does not impose any responsibility upon the owner, because the watching involves a hardship. So we could say, even though the Torah spelled out that Chen is chayev, but maybe Karen is what? He couldn't learn out a mamatzinu from Chen. Because Shem is relatively easy to watch, and Kerem is relatively hard. We see that when it's very hard to watch, so then he's been seen as potter. So Memele, when it's relatively hard, so maybe he's also potter. So the Torah had to mention that even though it's relatively difficult to watch, he's still mechuyev. He's still mechuyev. So this is what Rabbi said. And in other words, so the premise, the halacha laid down by Rabbi Yehuda, is that if Shmira involves a lot of alertness and concentration and time, hard work, so then he's part of Tashlum. He's part of Tashlum. And why did he say that? Why did he say that? Because the owner, the master, the ordinary is part of Tashlum. So have you assumed that the reason is why the owner is part of Tashlum? Because it's relatively difficult to watch an event. So then the Rabashi says no. The fact that watching involves a lot of time consuming and a lot of concentration and a lot of care does not exempt a person from watching. True, it involves a lot of hardships, watching. But so what? He's still responsible, easy or hard, he's responsible. But the reason is why, by every biomo, so he's put there, not because it's hard to watch, to restrain. It's impossible to restrain. No matter how much time will spend the organ will spend in trying to restrain the event from being mazik, it will not be effective. At the contrary, since an organ, an event, has intelligence, and he has yitzhara, and he has malice, and so sometimes, if you watch more David, it will become counterproductive. He'll become angry at him, and he'll develop a resentment against his master, and on the contrary, the more the master will watch him, so the more spiteful will become. So in other words, so there it's not a question of easy or difficult. It's a matter of impossibility. It's impossible to restrain an enemy. What should we do? Let's say, vis-a-vis Shen and Karen, so true. Shen might be relatively easy to restrain. And Karen, granted, that is relatively more difficult to restrain. More difficult, so it's a question of degree. So it involves hardship. But it's certainly possible to restrain a cat. It's certainly possible. You can lock him up in the room, but you cannot lock up a human being. And then, even if he does that, so that might be most dangerous if you try to lock up a human being. Then he'll become so angry. And then he'll hurt the master himself. So in other words, so in everything normal, it's impossible to watch. It's impossible to watch. So that's why there is no mechayev of Shmuros HaMalachim. The Torah is not mechayev a person to do that which is impossible. The Torah can only be mechayev a person to do that which is possible. It might be very difficult, time consuming, alertness, all that is true. But the Torah, it's inconceivable that the Torah should be mechayev a person to be responsible for something that is not within his ability to do. So Mele, that's the pshat in Shema Yachnitan Rabbi. In other words, it's not a question of relatively difficult. No! Let's say he'll give up his job and he'll only be occupied with one thing, watching that. Can you be sure that he'll really restrain that? Sometimes, the more he will watch David, the more spiteful David will become. All right, we'll have to send David to a psychiatrist, and then we'll have to pay him astronomical fees, and even then, it will not restrain David. So it's impossible to watch it. It's impossible to watch it. So Mele, that's why he's thought that the Torah is not the higher the person to do that which is impossible. Mashenkin Karen, granted that Karen is more difficult to watch than Shen. But more difficult, so what is more difficult? Because Karen is more ferocious, more undisciplined than the Shen. So on the contrary, if he's more ferocious, so it's more of a reason as to why he should be held responsible, even though watching involves a hardship. This is the plain shot in the morning. And why couldn't that be read into Rashi? Oh. Last time the rabbis would be mechayes lo kol shor she yad esen rabbi yelich liyad mitish chavire ki mechayes rabbi. All right. First, let's go over the Gemara according to Rashi, then we'll see the pieces. So now the Gemara says, no, just the other way. So it's more of a mazik. That's the smaller pshute. So if the Torah had mentioned Keren, I would say Keren is not here, because Keren is ferocious. But Shem is not ferocious. Well, all he has to do in Shem is to make sure that the Shem, the behemoth, shouldn't be hungry. So Mimele, if the behemoth will not be hungry, so she will not be mazik. So it's more of a mazik. So then v'regumai shir. So then it means, according to Shmuel, the Mishnah discusses Keren, the Cheir, and the Mishnah discusses and the Mishnah discusses Shem and Regel. So is not mentioned, but why shouldn't Regel be mentioned? So the Gemara says, "Kishiyidiv chava mazik vasuire." By implication, it's included. You listen to the head. Why only by implication? Elo marot tone sheyel eragel umav mishinei. V'okam aloy v'yaregel shezei kibotzu kirashen shinei v'kemotzu. V'lo v'yashen shinei v'zei kiragel shinei v'zei. V'keremai sheyre. Wow. So, but Keren has been mentioned, so it is included by implication. Kishiyidiv chava mazik vasuire. You listen to the head. So the answer is, the Mishnah spells out explicitly only those mazikin that are muad mitlosan. But Keren is not the mitlosan. But so the Mishnah doesn't spell it out. But by implication, it does mention. Ushmu my time la makara. Omar, he saw the Dai Tochot on Hokoton Seif at the end of the first period. We don't pass like that. That's according to Ratal. The Ratal Peshitta is that only Shir Tal, if he goes into the field of another person and is Mazik, so then the owner pays an extra. When does the owner appear to pay only and then this if the Keren is Mazik, then stop. But if the Keren is Mazik, the Shir, so then the owner has to pay an extra. Rabbona Heri can be passed. We pass like that, but most Peshavim pass like that, not like that. There are some Peshavim who pass like that. No. Alright, so, Shira, but that Mishneh calls with a Tav, with a Shira Mued, but he's done by the Chodom, the Chodom is saying, Shira Mued, Shira Mued, Shira Mued, the Chodom, the race with the race. So why is the, according to Shmuel, so the Mishneh doesn't mention Odom in the Risha only at the end of the first day. The answer is Miskimomikamaya, that the Tanakh of the Mishnah is interested in enumerating the very beginning Miskimomik, not Odom HaMazik. Odom HaMazik, he is not interested in enumerating. We have Namor of Tanakh Odom HaMazik. So why does the Mishnah have to mention it twice? Omlacha, Aul Imachar Bamu Odom HaMazik. Because there, the purpose is to mention all those who are near the tribute, who my Lord. Now, so now the Gemara says, according to Rav, so Mavim is Odom, so we have to explain the Mishnah. Lo yare asher ki are amavim. According to Rav, it means, lo yare asher, and according to Rav, asher includes all the three mazik. Keren shen vered, kare yor. My Lord, Lord, you can't because of Keren Lad and of Shemini. Loyal Shemini Shemini didn't care Keren because of Shemini Lassi Keren. So they go, my old boy, tell him I listen to it, Tommy, shy, a bit me up. Oh, come on. How did Tommy listen to it? I'm not very old, come on. Regular Zikimoto, you got Lassi Shemini. רגל ובי שמי שיהיה נפלוס ונשאו ונשאו ויפול כרחמון ומתאמנו מלא ונגיחה שיר עמד בשוזה נזק שניחו בשוזה נזק ולוקח שם השירי ואחר גם ותאמנו משאו ונשאו ונשאו וסתום מקרב תאופים ולקמו משונה קרם בשוזה נזק ונשאו ונשאו ונזכמו ונזכי שאו מלמזיק מה הרי ש ונזכי גופי שהוא לעצל מזיק ומה הרי אופתם עוד ומסיגו לו ומסים הרי ש ומיך שבא עוד מודו עושה לפני חמיש פעם וחמיש מועד וכוסלו רוס ומה הרי הרי נפל מסיס מי השק הרי מה הרי רב לא מה הרי עוד דום so לא הרי השיר שמשאו לזכי that means so שיר הסדה חומרה that is משאו עם כיפר שיר מועד שנוקח עוד מומץ משאו עם כיפר היו כך היא כוסף שיר ועשי עוד מיני I could say, do you know why Sheir is chayev b'tashlumim? Because Sheir is bechumre, in case it kills a human being, so the owner has to be careful. Masheim kein odom does not have that chumre, that in case he kills a human being, so he should pay keita. Some may say, doesn't have, maybe he doesn't have the chumre of paying in case where is mazik and all. The Asher Emanei, Dodom Shabbos, have an amazing knear, b'sheiti keira, ונשאר עם כיפה עוד מאחיר אור סוף כי עוד יש לו את הכיפה ולא יראו אדום אני אגיד אתו עד מיין שאית עוד המשחייב I couldn't be you share the משחייב because I could say אדום is מוחום ואורי אדום פייז עבוד דבור לא יראו משחייב עבוד דבורים כשאשר יש אינדי עבוד דבור עצר השור בן שדעת להזי עוד מאחיר וחברי חייב עבוד דבורים צריך שבזה בישי אבל נזרוק חושב שאינם נשאר אבל מה נחבור את דבורים, נחל עם עושה שירי, כי עצורי דמי אבס, דם כי נשמי במיסי, גם מי שאלה מיסי. וכפור איך עצר השווי שבהם, שדעת על העזי, לרק, יום אטון אשיה, וכל מיני אשיה, היכה מוצר מיסי בקרן דעת על העזי, וגמור את דמיתן בקשה אגן שמואל, because אגן שמואל, so share as reference to regal, share as reference to regal, and mave as reference to share. So it's all that will have it, and Karen is not even spelled out explicitly. Only by implication it's included, Urshihizik Chavamazik. So in Melee, we can understand when the Mishnah says, that will have it, Salmesh that will have it, according to Shmuel. But according to Rav, so Sheir includes Karen also, and Karen is that will have it, Karen is that will have it, so in Melee, the question arises, so what kind of Dabla Hazik is it? It's Mishum. The Rav don't want to share the Homi Sheir, the Hechamotzim is in the Kerem, Dabla Hazik. And Shmuel, like when Mifra, the Rav don't want to be Dabla Hazik, the Rav don't want to be Dabla Hazik. So the Rav don't want to be Dabla Hazik, so Gemara says, when the Mishnah says, according to Rav, Hatzal HaShore Shabem, Shadabla Hazik, and it has reference to Regel and Shem and Kerem, so it has reference to Kerem Muet, but not to Kerem Tam. Not to Kerem Tam. Oh, the Cheshire Dabla, Bimuet, Umuet Dabla Hazik, Kiridai Duko, once he made a habit, so then it's Dabla Hazik. Odom Dabla Hazik, and it says, now according to Rav, so Mavi is Odom. So Cheshire Shemesh Dabla Hazik has reference to Odom also. So Odom is Dabla Hazik. Odom is Dabla Hazik. So the Gemara says, Biyosh. Yoshin is Dabla Hazik. So Yoshin Dabla Hazik, first of all, when he sleeps, so he's not he doesn't do anything on the contrary. So then it's not Dabla Hazik. He doesn't do any harm to anybody. So the answer is if there is something near the bed or on the bed or near the bed, and by stretching out his feet or by moving his position by turning over in his sleep. So he'll be mazik, so then it's Dabla Hazik. Kim the kayak to push it, he bends, and push it, he stretches himself out. Puchet. Ushmiroson olecho. So, Ushmiroson olecho implies that you have to watch something else. But in respect to Odom, it's not that he has to watch something else. Odom shmirazkufi olecho, not that he has to watch something else. Utamecho, so the Tarsus says, Utamecho, Holy Tommy Karne, our board is missing, word of Echodman. So Karne spells out Odom. He spells out Odom. Odom, Shmiras, Gufi Olofu, Elokit Gomer Rababuya, Utame, Tome, Odom Shmiras Gufi Olofu. So, Hochaname, Tome, Odom Shmiras Gufi Olofu. It doesn't mean that we have to change the text of the Mishnah. In other words, when the Mishnah says, Ushmirosan Olecho, So, in respect to the Niski mummy, it means, Kosei Lecho, you have to watch your mummy, and in respect to Adam, it means he has to watch himself. He has to watch himself. All right. Now, Vorgapu. Kai Foshe Slavo Ruko, Shabba Kinesh Tama Reis, the Kapoor, Maha Yishtamish Kosei Lecho, Loshin Zeyn Yishaya, Elo Beniske mummy. Now, so it appears from this Gemara that the reason is why Odom HaMazik is Mechuyev is because of Odom Shmiras Gufei Alma. Odom Shmiras Gufei Alma. It's the Mechayev is the Pshit. And we can understand now, the Gemara says that Kiche Yimiei, that's Kiche. So, that's it told Odom. Now, in respect to Yitzhiche, is a child to say he told it? Vitzeach is higher missing. If somebody kills a human being, he's higher missing. It doesn't make any difference how he killed the human being. Whether he killed the human being with his face, with his apron, or he casts an arrow, or he shoots a bullet into a person. In other words, if he kills the human being with his face, then he kills him with his hoof. And if he casts an arrow, so, or he shoots a bullet, so then he shoots him, then he kills him with his keyach. So, could we say, would it make sense to say that v'tzeyach v'gufei, that's the av of v'tzeyach. And v'tzeyach v'keyachei, for a bullet, when it hits, so that's the tone of v'tzeyach. Wouldn't it make sense? V'tzeyach is v'tzeyach. What is v'tzeyach? V'tzeyach means, if a person, the yodai, with his act, he kills a human being. So what difference does it make how he kills with his hands or he throws a head? What difference does it make? There is a ma'aser etzich. Here the Gemara says, the Gemara discusses, so we cannot say that Fafokis Memra Yishin and Lach Kalitzben has reference to Kiche Vimie. That's Kiche. Because Kiche Vimie is Kalitzben. Why discuss Kalitzben, not Kalitzben? Odom HaMazik is Odom HaMazik. Odom Ritzayach is a Ritzayach. So whether he does it with his group or he does it with him. So we see that there is a basic distinction between the Chiyuv Nisei for Ritzayach and the Chiyuv Tashlumi. And the Chiyuv Tashlumi for another, when he's married. Because insofar as the Chiyuv Ritzayach is concerned, it doesn't depend upon the Nin of Shmir. Of course it's true, Odom Shmir has Gufi all of you. But the Mechayev of Nisei is not the Shmiras Gufei. Of course, if a person doesn't watch his guf and doesn't watch his keah, and he goes into the towers to chop wood, and then a piece of a log of wood is detached from, is thrown at another person and killed him, so he was either of the Shmiras Gufei. He didn't exercise the proper Shmira. So he's either, he has that Avera too, but that's not the reason why he's Chayav Goles. He's Chayav Goles because he was even with Yotza. But as far as the Chiyuv Tashlumim is concerned, so we see from this Gemara that the Mechayev is the negligence. By Ritzayach, the Mechayev is not the negligence. Ritzayach means it's Chayav is his best. Ritzayach, the Shevet, which we call amazing, where he was very, very negligent, is not Chayav is his best. Why? Because there is chayev for the ma'isa v'tzichet, and that's a halacha. There cannot be a chiyuv mise for a ma'isa avera unless the ma'isa avera was not the amazing gomor. But no matter how culpably negligent a person is in killing another person, but he didn't do it amazing. If a person drives a car very negligently and kills another human being, of course he is an avaria, but he's not chayev mises benzin. Because he didn't do it amazing. So, here the Gemara mentions Odom Shmiras Gufei Olam. Odom Shmiras Gufei Olam. So the Mechayev is the lack of Shmir. Now, we have Aloha. Suppose a person will walk in the street, let's say he'll walk in Rosh Hashanah, and then he'll decide, I don't know, let's say on Michigan Avenue in Rosh Hashanah to stop and read a newspaper, and then many people will bump into him, you know, as people walk in Rosh Hashanah and they push, and here there is a man He just is standing and reading the Tribune. So then they'll bump into him and will get hurt. So that man will be highly tashkolot. Suppose such a person who decided to read the Tribune and to stop reading the Tribune, and then a weak person will be walking and will bump into him and will die as a result of bumping. Will the person who stopped, who didn't do anything, he was completely passive, would it be higher reason than no, you're not. Why? Because there was no miser in Tire. That's Huzak. But the Gavit Ashlumi, Modema Mazik, is higher. So we see why? Because the Mechayev of Odama Mazik and Ashlumi is not the Maisef law. Maisef law is also higher. But he's higher even in the case of Huzak. In the case of Huzak, the Mishnah Amriach discusses the difference between Hizik and Huzak. But anyway, there is a Chiyuv of Odama Mazik. There is a Chiyuv of Odama Mazik. In case of Huzak also, there is a Machlokes Rashi between Rashi and Rach. Suppose a person walks in the Rishus Rabbi. So everybody agrees that if a person will just decide to prostrate himself in the street, and then people will trip over him, and they'll be hurt. So the one who prostrated himself intentionally in the street, so he's higher inside of the Ramazi, not inside there. The Machlokes between Rashi and the Rach is in the case where the person did not prostrate himself in the street intentionally, but he was walking and then he tripped, so he fell. But he could have risen in half a minute, he could have risen, but he took it easy. He didn't rise the first moment, he took it easy. So there, while he already had an opportunity, lamin, the loyoma, so another person passed him by and bumped him and tripped over him. So then, in such a case, there is a machlokes whether the other who could have risen and didn't, whether he's mechuyev is. The machlokes between Rashi and Rach, you'll find it in the sugya of Kadorim, the sugya so is there. So, machlokes between Rashi and Rach is whether that person over whom another person tripped, and the person over whom another person tripped, he didn't prostrate himself deliberately, he fell. Was Niskat, he himself tripped, but he already had an opportunity to rise and didn't. And because of his failure to rise, so another person tripped away. So, Mechuyev is. But the question is it Mechuyev Mitzavodon? So, Melee, suppose the other person who tripped carried with him bottles and plates, glass plates, glasses, and they all broke, so he's also Mechuyev for the glasses, or he's mechuyev mitzabeya some melee for the injury done to the person, he's chayev for the damage done to the glasses, he's potter. But everybody agrees that if a person will prostrate himself in the street, and then another person trips over him, so he's mechuyev mitzadol ha-mazik, not mitzabeya, not only mitzabeya, but mitzadol ha-mazik, he'll be mechuyev even for keli too. But what kind, if a person will prostrate himself in the street, and then another person will trip over him and die. So will be higher than this? Of course not. There is no maaseh v'tzicha. Here, by Odom HaMazik is higher. So again, so we see that the mechayev for Odom HaMazik is the Rishon Shmerem. In other words, because there is a general halacha, kishod yisbeya mechav minai, ha'aseh kula, liba'a mikeret. So that means, so there is a general mechayev of shmiras olacho. That's the pshat of the Mishneh. Hasarat shavut ve sheshmiras olacho. And by Odom, it means shmiras gubi olav. So in other words, the mechayev is the negligence. So melee doesn't make any difference whether he's mazik, he's chevel or mazik, al yidei hizik, or he's chevel and he's mazik al yidei huzak. If the chiyuv, the mechayev can be the maisech vole, the maisech ezek, by hizik there is a maisech vole, by huzak there is no maisech vole. If a person prostrates himself in the street and another person trips, he doesn't do anything, he is passive. There is no maisech etzicha, if another person who trips is tight, and there is no maisech vole. But here it's not a maisech vole. It's the loy shmerenu, it's the same mechayev as over a sheir. I own a sheir, so I'm mechuyev to exercise the proper care over the sheir. that no damage, no injury should ensue from the share. If I was negligent, I didn't exercise the proper care, and because of my failure to exercise the proper care over my axe, so the axe was mazi, I'm a huye. So I have a goof. So I have to exercise the proper care over my goof, that no damage, no injury will result to any person or to any property from my goof. That's the overmazi, the goof. And kichemiye, that's keyak. That's it all there. So again, the mechayev is the shmiras guf eolofu. So the mele, so it's hard to say, of and all there. If the mechayev had been the maizeh chmol, the maizeh ezeh, we couldn't conceive of of and all there. The question is it the maizeh ezeh or it's not the maizeh ezeh? All right, we see how they know. Pochanam etone ode shlur guvol. Maske go rav mok. Maske go rav mok. Vein ema vizah mayim. Vizik ki deyach. Tesha mosi mayim ki vein. Mixiv mayim nivu, tiveishksiv. Masra zi, leime mave zo eish, dechiksiv, tiveish dechiksiv. Yoche maya mave vaheda, vichitene tovich ikonu porosh. Yoche abo, shloin shabe, vichitene tome sheer diiz bitarte. Yoche, lo yize vize she yif lo rachayim, eish mai lo rachayim izbe, visu mai karen. So we see that mave could not be mayim, mave could not be eish, mave means either odom or it means shem. Rashi. Tono lo shpiyos gubo, why do tono shpiyos gubo chasho? Eyu mave za mayim, shim shifrodi mingro shos rabi un bachom, yitu shkelo, chayu vashem from, now you see what Rashi says. So, eyu mave za mayim, shim shifrodi mingro shos rabi, u bo achar di, ve litu kelo. So, So, because Rashi was bothered by the same difficulty that Tesis had. In other words, we say Mavaza mine. What does it mean? What does it mean mine? If somebody spilled water in the Rishus Rabbi, and then the person came and he made the kelim dirty, so Chai Rashi. And suppose Mavi is not mine. I'll leave it endless. Mavi is not mine. But if he spills water and then there is damage, so that's bear. But if it's so, the soul in the chayiv is bear, but bear is pot and kelim. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Vein in Mavizah Amayim. So the male, Rashi mentions an example where kelim were nitnah, not where a person was injured. Because if a person slipped in that water, then he's mechuyev mitzad beya. But suppose the kelim were nitnah. So mitzad beya could be higher because bear is pot and kelim. But there is a new mazik of Mave Mayim, a new mazik of Mave Mayim, so Mimele, he would be higher than one Kelly. Kidia Heshamos is Meshe, Sailor of Animus, Kinsef, the Shadow of Nerva, Mind the Age, Uchemayim, Shinvav, Meshe, Shinis, my race, that's in our ways, or different. We simply call Hochel, we dia. Shemecho is a record, Kinsef, the Hoshimho is a record, is starved in Nail. Mixiv my nivu wa shenrabim wa dimashna wa mava mayim koi shenvay misa eish tida eish siv mashu sheish mula api amayim yitinu wa shiyochid wa shenikim pirushik nufor shama abu zeh eva yid vital tishen rego vikeret ulkochoshim yitamu yit amayim mayu inzer yizel yitam masmis nashir mava inzer yish urachayim yi mava in eish nid urachayim. So it's a raya that mava is not eish. Oh,